Thank you, and greetings, friends. The Gospel by John, chapter 14, and we have now reached that marvelous verse, number 6, and we wish to call attention first to the fact that the speaker is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and he's speaking to his disciples, to the apostles. In verse 6 he says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the great I ams that tell us the character and the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. The I am of eternity past, the I am of the present, and the I am of eternity to come. He's the one who holds eternity in his hand, as well as your life, your soul, my life, and my soul. Your destiny and mine, God has made it clear that we can determine our destiny, but how do we do it? Only by what we do with the Lord Jesus Christ. It isn't what we do ourselves, because salvation doesn't turn on our works. The Epistle to the Ephesians tells us that it's not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace are ye saved. We don't deserve it. Grace gives us what we don't deserve. By grace are ye saved, S-A-V-E-D, through faith, F-A-I-T-H, that's belief, that's believing what God says, through faith, not of works, but by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, can't work for salvation to get salvation, we work after we get it. We can't work to get it. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy hath he saved us. Yes, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Oh yes, salvation is a gift. We couldn't work enough for it. Not only that, but the work of salvation was completed by the Lord Jesus on the cross. So since he finished the work, and his last three words on the cross were these, it is finished, the work that saves the soul was completed, everything done, and all we need to do now is whether we receive him as our Savior or not, whether we believe that he did die for our individual sins. To believe that he died on the cross is a historical fact. To believe that he died for the sins of the world is also a historical and a scriptural fact. But salvation turns on whether I believe that he died on the cross for my own individual sins. This is what Peter said in his epistle, the first epistle, and the second chapter in verse 24, who his own self bare our sins. He had none of his own, but he bare all of ours. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, the cross. We committed the sins, but he bare the judgment and the punishment for them when he suffered and bled and died on Calvary's cross. When he finished the work that God gave him to do, and what was that work he said he came to do? I am come to seek and to save that which is lost. Lost sinners. You and I are lost. We were born lost sinners. And we were born on the broad road that the Lord Jesus speaks of in Matthew 7, when he said, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, which leadeth unto destruction, and many there be go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. O my friends, are you amongst the few that has found the narrow way through the Lord Jesus Christ? How we find it? He says in this wonderful verse, John 14 and 6, I am the way, the way. The definite article the means there isn't any other way. If we climb up some other way, the Lord said, we're same as a thief and a robber. And that him, to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. By trying to work our way to heaven, we can't get there. I am the way and the truth. Now this is the truth. There's no getting around it. This is what the Lord Jesus said. And he only spake the truth. He only acted the truth. He was true in every way. He was the perfect, the holy, the harmless, the undefiled Son of God. So he was able to say, since he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost, he's the one who is able to say how lost sinners can be saved. He came to seek and to save. Notice, he's going to do it. He does do it. If we, as guilty sinners, acknowledge our need of him as Savior, realizing we cannot of ourselves do anything to put our sins away. We can be sorry for them, and we certainly should be. But the Lord Jesus bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And he says, I am the way, the truth. This is absolute truth, friend. And when he said elsewhere, I am the door, he meant there was only one door to heaven. The same as there was only one door in the ark when Noah built it according to the plans that God gave him to build. There was only one door. Every animal, beast, and creeping thing, as well as every human being, had to enter in by that one door. And friends, the Lord Jesus says, he's the door to heaven. Have you entered in? Then you trusted him as your Savior if you did. And this is the important matter. For only one of two ways out of this world, when we die, we're going to die either on the broad road, or we're going to die on the narrow road that leads to heaven. And the Lord Jesus says, I'm the door to that way. And he says, I am the way. He that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation or judgment, but is passed from death unto life. He's the truth. He tells us only the truth. And we cannot get to heaven by avoiding the Lord Jesus Christ. We must, in our own selves, in our own proper person, as individuals, we must meet the Savior by faith. We must realize that he on the cross bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And he answered to God for them. He paid the debt that we had earned. The debt that we could not ever pay. He paid it with his own life's precious blood. Friends, he died for you. He died for me. Have you realized that? Or have you tried to make up some other way? You see, the people at the Tower of Babel, they were going to build a way up to heaven. They were going to build a tower that was going to reach to heaven. But God confounded their language, it confused their languages, and they couldn't understand the one the other, so that ended in failure. They had to give up their project trying to work their way to heaven. And by works, we only get farther into debt. More debt. It's faith in Christ that saves. The work was done by the Lord Jesus. This is what we must ever realize, that the work that saves the soul, only the Lord Jesus could do. And that's why it was necessary for him to come down from heaven. If I could have worked in order to earn my salvation, then the Lord Jesus would not need to have suffered and bled and died on Calvary's cross. Oh, my friends, he loves you. He loved you so much that he died for your sins on the cross. Have you ever taken it in? Have you ever claimed him as your Savior? Have you ever said, thank you, Lord, for dying for me? He died for you. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. God, who knew our sins, laid them on him, and now by believing we go free. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ to the salvation of your souls? Can you thank him now for dying on the cross for a sinner like you? I have, for he died for me. Thank thee, Heavenly Father, for the Savior who came when we could not help ourselves, when we were on the Broadway bound by Satan's captive chains, hurrying on to endless pain, guided by his artful treachery. We'd have been lost forever if the Lord Jesus had not undertaken our cause. To save us, though we did rebel, we can sing now, my Jesus has done all things well. So we pray for everyone who hears thy word today. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. May many accept the Savior, meet him by faith, and receive him as their Savior. Believe that he died on the cross for their sins. We pray again for our great country, our great land, our government, our president, and all who are in authority. We ask thy blessing upon them, governors and mayors, and especially of our nation's capital. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.